Yo.
It's 9:32. What the fuck am I doing up at 9:32? Why would people be up this early? I think I'm going to record this, go back to bed. I just woke up and I was kind of awake. I was like, I guess I'll start. Not saying sleep till noon every day, but 10:30. That should be the time day starts for everybody. That should be the begin. Like, it should still be yesterday till 10:30 a.m. That's my proposal. I think we can get that done. I think this president needs a win, something that unifies all the people together. I think he'd like to sleep. I know he gets up early to watch TV, but I think he would he'd be on board. Does half the day start 10:30 a.m.? And that's the earliest. That's when you get up. That's not when you get to. That's not when the work day begins. Let's say the work day begins then at 11:30. And then if you need more than an hour to get to, you know, get dressed and get to work, that's on you. That's, live closer to work. Or, you know, it's a good trick is sleep with your clothes on. You ever, I would love that about Casual Friday. Because I would just go home at the end of the night, Thursday night. Whatever, probably like 3 a.m. or something. And then crash with my clothes on, wake up and go to work in my jeans and whatever shirt I was wearing the night before. I used to have like the shittiest, I would refuse to spend money on like work clothes. So like my actual work clothes were shittier than my casual clothes. It was all fucking Target khakis and like my like button down shirts, which I didn't buy like new ones ever, so they'd be like worn out and shit. And then I had and always Payless shoes. Ugh. Well, let's look at the news. Nine-year-old cancer patient asked for cards to celebrate his last Christmas early. Oh, man, I saw this. It's all over Twitter. I guess. Why did I just do an And I guess. I guess. It's driving me crazy. My verbal crutches, I mean, I know this kid has it bad, but I don't think he understands the extent of my verbal crutches. I say I mean so much, and it drives, every time I say it, it fucking makes me feel like the dumbest person alive. So I keep stopping myself when I'm talking to somebody and I say I mean, and then I'm like, and but as soon as I say I mean, I stop and I fucking get pissed at myself. And I'm like, stop saying that to myself in front of people. But I gotta learn. I gotta embarrass myself. Otherwise, it's like I need to just say, why am I adding extra words to shit just to get my mouth moving, make more noise? Oof. Enough of that. This kid wants Christmas cards. I guess we send the kid Christmas cards. Jesus. It's a pretty, he could ask for toys. But what's he going to do with them? You know, he's in a hospital. I'm sure he's got plenty of toys. So, send him a card. I don't know the address. I'll send him a card. I'm going to get him a card today. What? Why not? Why not? Let's all get involved in something nice. I was going to say something fun, but it's not really fun because this poor kid is like seriously sick, you know? It's got, is there an address in this story? Well, you can find it. It's Jacob Thompson, care of Marine Medical Center. No, Maine Medical Center. I'm sorry, I'm dyslexic. Care of Maine Medical Center, 22 Bram, B-R-A-M, Hall, H-A-L-L, Street. 22 Bram Hall Street. Portland, Me. You know, I always think of Maine as M-A, but they, of course, that's Massachusetts. Portland, Me, 04102. Go buy a card sent to Jacob Thompson. Jacob with a C. Thompson, like Emma Thompson. And I don't know. I don't know what you say to a kid. I guess you just say, Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays. Well, the kid celebrates Christmas, so you can say Merry Christmas. You can say Merry Christmas all the time. No one ever said you couldn't. But I was going to stop saying Merry Christmas because, you want a war on Christmas. I'll give you a fucking war on Christmas. But the kid wants a Christmas card. So I'll go to the store today and get him one, put it in the mail. What the fuck not? You know, it is fun to get Christmas cards in the mail when you're a kid, I think. I don't know if that's still a thing for this kid. Ugh, cancer is a motherfucker. It's, if they could cure that, nothing we can't do. Well, we can't live forever. There's medical evidence of that. But we could live like a lot longer, maybe. Okay, there's a sort of feel good story. Feel good, feel bad. Feel good for yourself, feel bad for the kid. New Jersey police chief said black people are like, man, black people are like ISIS, and he'd like to be on the firing squad. Oh, all right. Well, this guy doesn't work there anymore. Fuck him. You know, that's why NFL players take a knee. If you were unaware, Corey Feldman names his abuser on Dr. Oz. Ooh. I guess why isn't this not a bigger news? Because he's been talking about this for so long, and he would never. However, Feldman claims. Who's the fucking person? John Grissom, an actor who appeared in 1988's License to Drive and 1989's Dream a Little Dream. So this guy's not famous? He wasn't the star. Corey Feldman was a star of those movies, and this guy was in them. I want to see what this guy looks like. Got to Google him. I don't know that guy's name. John. Google is bringing him up right away. I don't recognize this guy at all. Or maybe that's because he's current pictures. I don't know. Well, this isn't going to help his career. Well, fuck. Well, it's still a big deal for Corey Feldman, I would imagine. I mean, that kid, that man, when he was a kid, got really fucked up because he's in his 40s and he's nuts. You know, he's always trying to be a singer, and he can't sing. And you think after a while you'd get that, but wish him well on his journey. A lot of child sex offenders to be named as such on U.S. passports. Ooh, boy. I guess you're not going to do a lot of international travel if you're a child sex offender. Because you got to be like, here's my passport. Oh, that stamp, that's because I'm a pedophile. Yeah, that's not from... That's not from any country. That stamp to Vietnam, that's because I'm a pedophile. I go on child sex tours. That's good. There's don't you want pedophiles to be named on their passports? I don't want them not to be. It wasn't an idea I had. But sounds good. Maybe put on a driver's license. And because driver's license, you got to pull out all the time. Imagine if I said that right in the driver's license. Just pedophile. That, and then like you probably get a lot of looks. I wonder if they would let you into a bar. You know, you're waiting in line at a bar. You'd be like, no pedophiles in here. But there's no kids in there. We just don't like pedophiles around. They're creepy. I don't know. What is... I don't know. That was accurate. I don't know. I'll see you tomorrow. Right? Let's just do it again tomorrow. This wasn't great. None of them are. Was there a real great one? I don't know if there's ever been a great one. That would be a bit much. See you tomorrow. We love you.